Hold on to your seats and noses, folks, because you're listening to the No Farting Around Show, where we're all about taking your marketing from the toilet to the bank. I'm your host, Ashley Mae Fernandez, and each episode I plunge into the depths of marketing to bring you fresh perspectives that are deadly but not silent. So if you're ready to stop farting around and make your profits rip, let's cut to the cheese and get on with the show. Hey, hello, everyone. I have a really awesome guest here today, someone who I have worked with personally, who is beyond knowledgeable. Even sometimes your posts, I'll just say, I read your posts and I have no idea what she's talking about, but it's so cool. I don't even know what she's talking about, but I want to know more. Because you go so deep. So anyways, I have Catherine with me today. And so Catherine, I'll have you introduce yourself really quick. And then we're going to just jump right into talking about astrology or using astrology for your marketing, business, messaging. We're just going to talk all things astrology through the lens of marketing, business, messaging today. So it's going to be a fun episode. Buckle up. No telling where we're going to go.
Literally my favorite conversation. So I'm really excited.
Okay. Yeah. Tell people who you are and what you do. I introduced a little bit, but you can do it better than me.
Yeah, thank you for saying those nice things. But hello, everyone. I am Catherine Whaler. I am a New Paradigm business and soul coach. I've been studying astrology for over 20 years. I started very young at 7 years old. Like a true Libra moon. I had a crush on a boy and then it just snowballed.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Just snowballed from there over my lifetime. But I've been in business now for over 6 years. And so I've been doing astrology a little bit longer as a personal coach, as a business coach for about 5 years now. I've also been studying human design for about 5 years. And I have channeled and seen the Akashic records and my past lives and energy and talked to angels and everything my whole life. In my work, we take all of that and I help new paradigm leaders anchor heaven on earth in their own unique ways.
See, guys, I told you, sometimes you post about things. I'm like, I have no idea what she's talking about, but I want to know. Probably someone out there who's like, the flip is the Akashic record. I remember the very first time I heard about Akashic records.
Yeah.
And someone was explaining it to me and I was like, that is the craziest thing that I have ever heard, but please tell me more. Yeah, it was just the coolest thing ever. I should totally do a reading with that one. I've never done that before.
Yeah.
I'm totally down. Yeah.
Well, I don't just do readings for people too. I actually take them into their own records. So I do a lot of portaling work with it so that you can actually both read and experience and just be able to access your own records.
See, told you guys. You're just like proving my point. I also love that you said you were a Libra moon and you met a boy. This is so funny, but there's a whole thing right now with my spirituality or whatever. But I remember I first was interested in any type of religion through a boy. There was a boy.
It's a Libra canon event.
There was a boy. I'm totally going to drop his name because I'm sure he wouldn't care. But I went to college with a boy named Drew Cheap. And he was the most different boy I'd ever met in my entire life. And I really wanted to date him, but he didn't want to date me because I wasn't a Christian. And he invited me to this like campus outreach thing on campus or whatever. And I was like, I've never been to any of these things. And anyways, I decided to go because I wanted to get to talk to him. So anyways, all through the boy, which is absolutely hilarious.
I know, right? Yes, thank you.
I think Libras just love too.
I know, it's so funny too because he's still in my life. He's still one of my best guy friends.
Yeah, so fun. It didn't work out with this dude, obviously. But yeah, I think I'm still friends with him on Facebook. Who knows? I don't even know what he's doing in his life now. But yeah, it was all through a boy. Almost every event happened through like a boy of some sort. Yeah.
I just had to accept it at a certain point because even my business too was like built through the connection. And so it's just so funny because I'm like, I just need to accept that I'm a Libra moon and that these are the things that motivate me and get me into things. It's something I teach to my clients is focus on satisfying your moon sign, because even if it seems completely unconnected to what your goals or your ambitions are, like there's always a connection there.
Yeah. Okay. So let's get like right into messaging. This is going to be a very, or marketing, sorry. This is going to be a very loaded question. You can take it however, take it wherever you want to go.
Sure.
So what would you say are maybe the three like biggest things to look at in your astrology chart to get a kind of like a level understanding of your energy when it comes to marketing and messaging? What would you say are like the big three?
I would say,
way more, but
yeah, I would say that is a very loaded question, but it's a great one. I would definitely, like we were talking about before, I would definitely look at your Mercury when it comes to messaging specifically. As far as marketing goes, I would look at your midheaven, and I would also look at your ascendant and your 11th and 5th house axis.
I'm like writing it down so I don't lose it. 11th, 5th house axis.
Yeah. And your ascendant would be your
rising.
Yeah. That would be your ascendant and descendant axis as well. So your angles, that's what we call them in astrology, your IC, your MC, your ascendant and your descendant, and those corresponding houses. So for the ascendant and descendant, the first house, which is all about you, the seventh house, which is all about a one-to-one partner. So that would be like a one-to-one client. The 11th house is going to be about your group clients. So like masterminds or just anything, masterclasses, that kind of thing. And then your 5th house is where you personally stand out and what you contribute to those people. And then the midheaven is your highest life purpose. But the funny thing is that we don't see ourselves as our midheaven. We experience ourselves as our IC, which is on the opposite side of the axis. So when you ground into your IC, you naturally come across like your MC. Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. I like that because my IC is Capricorn and I have a stellium there. Mm-hmm. And I remember working with you and you're like, your MC is Cancer. And I'm like,
Right. And I, as a Cancer rising, is like, what do you have against Cancer?
I know. And it's not even that, but it's just like, it's funny because I'm like, I don't resonate with Cancer at all. But it's also funny because I remember even after us talking about that, my past business partner was like, I remember when I hired you because you were always sharing about your family and some of your personal life online. And she was like, and I loved you being a mom and you really shared about you and your daughters. And I was like, oh, all Cancer MC.
Yep. Thing. It's so funny because I even did a post about this not too long ago. People were getting upset. They were like, I am not a Virgo or I am not a Capricorn or whatever. And I'm like, even the way that you're answering this,
like you're giving yourself away.
it's like you were saying earlier with me and how sometimes you don't understand the things I'm talking about in my posts. And yet in my mind, because I'm a Pisces midheaven, right? So it can seem like otherworldly or like really out there. But in my mind, this is coming from over 20 years of intense studying and practicing and research when it comes to astrology, pattern recognition, like these very Virgo things. So it's really funny because even in my sessions with my clients, like they'll be like, oh, I just love that when you're thinking about my chart, you're looking up at the stars for the answers, right? Because that's how it comes across. It comes across very dreamy Pisces. But for me, I'm literally looking up and seeing your entire chart that I have photographically memorized in my mind and going, oh yeah. And if that connects to that and da, 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 right? Like very Virgo. So it's just very funny how when you are able to accept that about yourself, like you're able to accept, people see me as a Pisces from far away. And that's good. I'm going to lean into that by honoring my Virgo side because they're going to see me as a Pisces no matter what.
It is funny too, because I didn't see myself as nurturing, motherly and stuff when I was sharing all of that. I was like I have all that Capricorn energy and it's, wow, I really resonate with the Capricorn, but I also just really resonate with my rising. I really resonate with Libra. Right. And I didn't know that a couple of years ago. I was like, oh, I'm a Capricorn. But then now I'm like learning about my Libra. I'm like, oh my God, I see this in everything.
Right.
Like, in everything. And you're talking about, you said Mercury, which we'll talk about. You're looking at your midheaven.
Yeah.
Then you said your rising sign, obviously. And so I'm like going to use my chart, your chart, since we know. We both know that. You've seen the intimate pieces of my chart.
Yes.
with me being that Libra rising and then the seventh house being the Aries, which you and I have talked about, like with one-on-one, one of the things that you really helped me realize was that all of my Libra energy is what that Aries needs. Because that's another thing when you're like, oh, your seventh house is Aries. You need Aries clients. I'm like, oh no. I was like, okay, I have Cancer and Aries. What is, you're just over here hating on me. No, it's just funny because almost every Aries, anytime you read this, and this just must be like pop astrology, right? Like when you're reading about an Aries, it's just like, they're assholes, basically. You know, like that's literally like what it is. And I'm like, I don't want to work with people like that. But
yeah,
the more that I've like,
I've only ever met one Aries that was genuinely like, okay, stay away.
Yeah. But it's funny because like even more, the more that I started studying it and then like realizing that my best friend in the entire world that I've been friends with since the sixth grade is a Aries sun and an Aries moon. And I was like laughing because I was like, of course. And I love her like more than anything. And she's the one friend that I've never had an argument with, like ever. I've never had a falling out with her. And then like, she's the one person that I can fully have deep conversations with. Like she could fully see me. And I was like, oh, this, okay. I get it. This is the Aries energy. So I think what I'm trying to say is, I think a lot of the things that we're talking about, and if you're listening and you're really not super familiar with astrology, I think go into it with an open mind and try not to go into it with the absolute pop astrology mentality of like, all Capricorns are stubborn. Yeah, I can be stubborn, but I'm also very lenient too. I think there's a lot of stuff that's been, what's the word I'm looking for? Fitting in a box of, oh, this is what they say this is, so I have to be this.
Yeah, I think pop astrology, I have a personal gripe with pop astrology beyond like funny memes and things. For me, it's when pop astrologers on like TikTok are saying things like, don't focus on your south node at all. And I'm like, that's literally the opposite. It's like, so dangerous to give that advice. So when they're talking about Aries as aggressive and so mean and all these things, I'm like, you're missing the complete point of the cosmic purpose of someone coming into this life as an Aries. Every Aries listening to this is feeling completely misunderstood because we're like, that's not at all. Yeah, sometimes to the wrong person, it might come across as too aggressive or too assertive or whatever. But again, that's the places where we activate each other, right? Again, this is my Libra moon talking. I love synastry. I love the part of astrology where it's, how are we activating each other? What are we giving to each other? What are we reflecting back to each other? And yeah, like with Capricorn being stubborn, that's still true, but also why, right? Or why might an Aries come across as aggressive, right? To a different person, because I have for sure come across as aggressive to people, right? But those were people that I genuinely, you know, needed to stand up for myself around and needed to be more assertive, right? And to them, that could come off as really aggressive. So that's the thing. It's really looking more so at the archetypal energy of every single sign, and also realizing that we each have every single sign in our chart. And it's like you said with your friend, not only is she an Aries sun, but she's also an Aries moon, right? So that's going to be a very different kind of person than someone like myself who has an Aries sun and a Libra moon, right? Yeah. And we're so multidimensional. We're also going through transits constantly and personal progressions constantly. And it's just so much more complex than the pop astrology breakdowns will have you believe.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I also love that you're talking about the complexity of everything, because I think that, I know for me too, people will look at just one aspect and then they just go so hard on that aspect. I'll give you a great example. I just literally had, I was talking with Catherine earlier and I did this whole astrology, human design PDF thing. And I was telling her it was a lot of work. One of the girls that I did had a Leo MC and she was just like, I do not resonate with this at all. It does not feel good to me.
We never resonate with her.
Yeah. She was like, and then it was funny because she was telling her other friend who had just recently started getting into astrology, and her friend was like, oh my God, this means like you have the celebrity energy and blah, blah, blah. And like, you need to get out, like you really need to hone on this. And then she was telling me, I absolutely despise social media. And there were a lot of other aspects in her chart where I was like, oh, hell no, you were, she had so much energy in her eighth house. And I was like, you are not here to be the star of the show. You're more in like a producer role. And yeah. I remember her saying that to her, and she was like, oh my God, I love to be seen in small groups of people that really get me and can pay attention. This was my Scorpio rising too, obviously. We were talking about that earlier. And it was just fascinating because she was like, anytime I've ever talked to anybody who's quote unquote interested in astrology and just does the bare minimum pop astrology, she was like, yeah. They've all talked about that. Oh my God, you're supposed to be over the top and crazy in your business. And you're supposed to be everywhere in all these platforms. And she was like, I despise social media.
Yeah.
And even entrepreneurship. She was like, I hated being an entrepreneur. I hated having to do everything myself. I hated all these things. And I was like, yeah, I see it. I was like, I'm looking at her chart. I'm like, I see all of that. But if she had just listened to pop astrology where someone's, oh, you're in the 10th house, you have like celebrity energy and you need to be on all the platforms. And she would have just been killing herself, just hating life and being miserable. And she tried to be an entrepreneur for several years. And she was like, was the saddest I'd ever been being an entrepreneur. She was also a projector too in human design. And she was just like, I felt like I was doing all the things. I wasn't making money. Then I went to go work at a very small company. She's like, with a small team, and everybody recognizes me. Everybody invites my expertise. And she's, I love it. It's so much better. And she's, and I have the opportunity to go really deep. And I'm like, Scorpio rising, there you go. All these things. But anyway, it's just fascinating. So I love you're talking about the complexity because it is complex. Mm-hmm. And great, like kind of we're like, oh, here's an episode about astrology and marketing, and we're gonna talk about three things. But I do love that we're even going a little bit deeper, because even when I've listened to podcasts about astrology, it's always okay, here's your one thing, and then but it doesn't take into account everything else.
Exactly. And I think too, the reason I like talking about the function, again, this is so Virgo of me. The reason I like talking about the functioning of it is because I like people to understand why things are, right? I like people to understand, because then that actually simplifies it. That actually makes it so much easier. Instead of being like, oh, you have to be Leo and you have to be out there, and like, instead of telling that to this client, I would say, listen, everyone else sees you as Leo no matter what you do. That is just your global public perception. It's not the perception of the person who is your life partner or your kids or your family. These are the people that see you online, right? These are the people that see you when they listen to a podcast or when they read your book or whatever, right? So I would say to that person, how you see yourself as Aquarius, you see yourself as this out of the box innovator and thinker and someone who is driven by using your own individual gifts to serve the collective. Leaning into that like celebrity archetype, just without the basis of understanding the Aquarius, is not going to do you any good, because again, you're going to be cutting yourself off from the very thing that actually makes you look like a Leo, which is your unique Aquarius perspective.
She was also a Cancer sun, Cancer moon in the eighth house.
Yeah.
And so it was fascinating though, because she was like, she described herself like, I've always wanted to be the Yoda.
Yeah.
She said, not the Luke Skywalker. And I was like, you're the Yoda. Like 100% you're the Yoda.
Was she a sixth line in human design too?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Okay. Because I'm a sixth line, and I always call us six lines in human design little Yodas.
I don't know if she was a 2-6 or a 2-4. I'd have to go back and look.
Okay, interesting.
I know she had a 2. I know the hermit was the first one, but I can't remember. It might be. I'm not sure. I'd have to go look again. But yeah, it was just funny how she said it. But she was just like, but every time I've looked it up, or anytime someone else has just been a little bit interested in astrology, she goes, none of it fit. None of it felt accurate. And I'm like, because they're not looking at everything as a whole. So yeah, I'd like to even go back. Of course, we went on a completely different tangent, but
trust the process.
That's what happens, right? Yes. So I want to talk about the 11th and 5th house axis, because you were talking about, because I know you and I have talked about 11th house because it's community, friends, all that. But I'd love to talk about like, why is the 5th house and the 11th house something that you would look at specifically for marketing messaging?
Yeah. So this is something I'm super passionate about, and I've never actually seen anybody else talk about. I really think that the 11th house, its natural pairing is that Aquarius energy in modern astrology. And we are in the age of Aquarius. This is the new paradigm, right? Again, it's the individual using their gifts to better the collective. So that means working within communities, right? That means being in groups of people, right? Coalition wealth building. So the way that I see it and what I've seen as a pattern in my clients, especially with the rise of social media being this great equalizer where you can become a celebrity overnight through TikTok or YouTube or whatever, is that it really is more so about your collective or your following, your friends, right? And that's all 11th house. So as we shift into the new paradigm even more, it becomes less about people seeing us publicly as our 10th house and more so people experiencing us as our 11th house. Mm-hmm. And that's less of an authoritative position and more of a friendship side by side, working together, common interests kind of position, right? So the 11th house is this house of groups and communities. So again, in business specifically, especially when people are expanding from a one-to-one model and they're expanding to a one-to-many or a course or something like that, right? The interesting thing is that the 11th house is the house of manifestations and wishes, right? So often people will say, yeah, when I expanded from one-to-one-to-many, my business just blew up and everybody suddenly knew about me and I made so much more money and all these things. And it's, yeah, like your friends are important, right? We can see this, that is literally the key to your manifestations and your wishes and your hopes coming true. So it's really cool because what it is, and again, I see people doing this in the opposite way, where they are trying to market from a place of just their 11th house, right? Mm. Because we identify with our 11th house. It's our groups, it's our commonalities, right? So for instance, I'm Taurus. So the people that I attract are people who love beauty and spa days and nature and being human and money and possessions, right? All these things that we value in a Taurus way, the physical world, right? But if I just stopped there, if I just said, oh, I'm just a money coach, or I am just a beauty influencer or something, and I didn't integrate the fifth house, which is Scorpio, right? Which is the astrology, the energy, right? The behind the scenes, right? All of that, not just money, but wealth, right? And wealth sharing. If I didn't incorporate that, then it would just fall flat. And same thing, if you focus too much on trying to attract clients with your fifth house energy. So say I was trying to just market spirituality and not talk about the human side of things. And I was just talking about astrology and I wasn't at all talking about grounding it into business or grounding it into money or all these things. Again, I would not attract anyone. Like I would not attract my clients, right? Because all of those people that I would be attracting would be like, I already know how to do this. I already have this. Like, why are you trying to sell me this? So it's really fascinating because the fifth house from the opposite side of the 11th house is this house of our own creativity. It's what we create and what we birth. So yes, our physical children, but also like our business children, right? The kind of offers that we put out. And because of that, it becomes this house of gifts and talents and being recognized and becoming famous. So it's a really important access in the new paradigm, especially when you're offering things like a mastermind or a group program, really understanding again exactly who you're talking to and what they're wanting from you that makes you stand out as the individual and helps them in a place where they want more of that. So by putting yourself in the groups and the communities or by marketing to those communities of your 11th house, you will naturally find your fifth house. Like you will just naturally stand out in that way, but you can turn up the volume on that even more by having this really nice blend of the two where you say, hey, Taurus people, I know that you're shopping at the Sephora sale and I know that I love your lipstick, right? This kind of thing. Let's talk about boys. Let's talk about relationships. Let's talk about family. Let's talk about food, right? But then bringing in And then let's also have these deeper conversations. Let's look at things from an energetic perspective and an energetic lens. So if someone had a makeup business, for instance, they would not just be talking about the Sephora sale. They would be pairing it with something like, let's match your makeup to your aura, or let's match your makeup to your astrology. And now we see this really interesting combination where it's like, ooh, okay, that's something different. That's something unique.
Yeah. When we had our call and you talked about my 11th house, Leo, my fifth house, Aquarius, you mentioned in earlier, you were like, yeah, I would just attract people who are like, oh, I already have what you have. And that was one of the biggest aha moments with you. You were like, you're trying to attract you, but you're the disruptor. And it was funny because all of my marketing, all of my messaging was around, if you want to be an industry disruptor, like blah, blah, blah. And you were like, no, you're the disruptor. They're not the disruptors. You're the disruptor. And I was like, oh. And it was just this really weird aha moment. This weird aha moment for me where I was like, oh my God, I get it. And I think that's just I think just in general, that is how marketing is, because oh my God, I hate this phrase. And I realized the other day how much I hated it, where they're, you are a past version. Your client is a past version of you. And I'm like, no, they're not. My client is not a past version of me. They are not at all. And I like, oh God, I got fired up. I realized that the other day. And I was like, I don't believe that at all. I don't want to work with people who are just a few steps behind me, because then they're trying to be clones of me and they're not me. That is literally just degrading their uniqueness, their differentiation. They're like that. Like, it just, man, I like, and now I'm getting like even more fired up about it. It's like, man, I didn't realize how much I absolutely could not stand. Like, your client is a past version of you. But that was one thing that you and I talked about, was that, you know, you were saying your Aquarius is my Aquarius is the fifth house and my moon is there. So you were like, your moon needs to be happy. Like, you need to go be creative, all of these things, and then speak to those Leos.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So I even love how you use the example with you of, like, yeah, you're speaking into the aspects of the Taurus, but then you're bringing in that Scorpio, right?
Yeah.
I'm literally going to ask you, explain mine. Explain Leo Aquarius, like the way you just did that, because in my mind goes straight to pop culture stuff, right? Where, oh, Aquarius is a little weird and out there and humanitarian. But the Leos are like, hello, I'm a celebrity, pay attention to me.
Yeah, honestly, that is what it is, right? It's that archetypal energy of Leo being the sign that's ruled by the sun, that is all about that royal celebrity kind of leadership energy. Leos lead in a way where they just attract the spotlight. They attract fandom. They attract large followings of people, right? They have that star power, that je ne sais quoi, right? That a lot of people are drawn to because it's warm, it's sun, right? Versus Aquarius, which is all about taking those talents and doing something with them for the collective, right? Doing something in a way that is unique and different and just for them, right? And so the way that I would phrase it for someone who has your astrology is that your client is that celebrity archetype. Your client is someone who probably already has notoriety or really cares about notoriety, right? In a way where they want to feel fabulous. They want to feel celebrated and adored, and the spotlight is on them. What you're helping balance them out with is, what do we do with that? How do we serve the collective with that? How do we disrupt the status quo with that? How do we introduce this new layer and this new level to not just, okay, I'm gifted and I'm talented, but what do we do with that? Where do we take that to better the world?
Yeah, I like that. It's, you and I were talking before we jumped on about reciprocity, and that was my Libra rising. And it's funny, my 11th house is Leo, guys. Every single person in my life has a Leo placement in their big three, everybody. And it's funny because if you ask anyone, they're like, you just know everybody. And I'm like, oh yeah, I do. Cause I'm a big connector. I connect with so many people. I can't tell you, like, the universe, it just happens. I always end up in rooms with people who, like, just are big, like, that a lot of people know. I just always end up in circles with people who know everybody. And it just always happens. I think I had told you this story, Catherine, where I was literally on an elevator and I just started talking to this little old man and he was like a billionaire.
Yeah.
It's just like things like that happen to me all the time. And I love to connect with people. I love to connect with people, right? So that Leo energy is so hilarious to me because everyone in my life has Leo. My husband, if I got his time, is a Leo rising. If I got his time, but I don't know if his time is right. I have to double check on his birth certificate when we go to his family's house for Thanksgiving. We're going to see. But yeah, all of that Leo energy. And we were talking, again, when I was saying we're talking about reciprocity earlier, almost all of my Leos, I feel, sometimes go on that shadow side of they are getting noticed, but they're not getting recognized for who they really are.
Exactly.
It's almost like this, like they legit have compartmentalization. Online, they show up as someone completely different than who I'm talking to when I'm seeing them in person. And it's not in this way to feel fake. It's just in this way of I have to show this image to people or they won't like me or they won't respect me. And it's so funny. And it's funny too, because when we were talking about reciprocity, that goes across to my seventh house with the Aries. This was the aha moment I had the other day that I thought was so great. And I think someone listening will totally relate. And maybe if you have Aries or you have Aquarius too. I was talking to someone and I kept saying, yeah, I have this fear of being misunderstood. And then I like stopped myself. I'm like, actually, I'm not afraid of being misunderstood. I'm just freaking annoyed that I am.
Exactly.
I was like, I will be misunderstood. I don't have a fear of being misunderstood because I actually still say what I want to say. And if people misunderstand me, it just annoys me.
Yes.
It annoys me that I'm misunderstood. And I started laughing because I was like, oh my God, what an aha revelation moment. I'm like, those are my Aries people over here. Like they hate being misunderstood. But then on the Leo side too, it's they also, because they are almost living a double life, it feels like.
Yeah. A lot of times, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyways, that reciprocity.
Leo is the energy of putting on a show, right? So this is what I mean by you have to understand the energy archetypally, because it's different from an external point of view versus how someone experiences it. So Leos crave validation, right? That's different than an Aries who validates themselves, right? No matter what. Like Aries are just like, I don't care if you fucking like me. Matter to me, right? Leo is, I need the applause. I need people to like me. I want the fandom, right? And this is why I get so passionate about your access specifically, because you're working with the new paradigm leaders, right? You are helping people enter into that new paradigm, because the person who actually will get the applause and the spotlight is the person who leans into that Aquarius energy, because the people who are just the Leo are going to get left behind. So you're taking people who naturally crave celebration, adoration, applause, recognition, right? And you're saying, if you want to continue getting that, you need to be more your authentic self. Yeah. You need to express those weird and wacky ways about you, right? You need to take any masks off. You need this performing to mature into something that is more just this heart-centered expression, right? And that's what I'm really passionate about, is you're taking someone who is already this leader, right? Who already has that level of celebrity. And then you're just elevating it in a way where not only is it going to help them and increase their celebrity, ironically enough, right? But it also is going to make a difference in the world, because now we're no longer hiding behind the performative aspect of Leo. We've elevated it to, I'm going to use my unique gifts and talents, my passions, my heart's pleasure to make a difference in this world.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that I always talk about how, what makes you different?
Yes. What makes you different?
Talk about what makes you different. Like, how do you do it different? And I call it better versus different energy, because Leos, I feel like, have been taught, and it's just everybody, not specifically Leos. We've been taught in marketing that like, we're like competition, right? Who's your competition? Which is so stupid to me. You're not in competition.
Who's your competition? Yeah.
I freaking hate it. It's no, you don't have competition. You're not better than anybody else. You're different. There's a huge energy shift in I'm different than I'm better, right? Like better is like fighting against, and different is like fighting for. I'm fighting for how I'm different. I'm not fighting against like how I'm better, right? It's just, it's this completely different energy. But I love that. Yeah, obviously we're digging into my chart, your chart, because we're talking about our people,
right?
What's
helpful is our charts are really indicative of the way our society is moving forward. So yeah. They're helpful conversations to have, because that's the place we're in right now, is we are balancing physical and metaphysical, and we are balancing our own passions and adorations and gifts and talents with how do I make the world a better place, right? For all people, not just for myself. So it is a really worthy conversation to have, because the new paradigm is that Aquarius energy of finding the shape and form of your different puzzle piece, right? Knowing that every single puzzle piece is wonderful and unique and important and crucial for the puzzle. You're just finding yours so that you can fit into this larger conversation of the collective.
Yeah. You know what I think what just dawned on me? This is going to be one of the last things we talk about, because I know we're over time. And there is like a gnat that keeps flying around my face up there. And I'm like, where is it? Did you get him? Anyways, I know, guys, I'm like, if you're not, you're probably just listening, but on the video, I'm literally like swatting this like one gnat that keeps flying around. But yeah, what I just realized is old paradigm marketing has been set up for Leos.
Yeah, Leos.
Think about specifically Leo, because even when you said earlier, you were like recognition. And I think old paradigm marketing is, how can I get noticed? Be on all the platforms, speak to the masses. Mm-hmm. When I think there's a huge difference. I'm going to go write an email about this when I'm done, because I'm like, oh my God, aha moment.
I love it.
There's a huge difference between validation and recognition.
Exactly.
And I think that the old way of marketing and messaging is just, how can I get recognition? It's like from ego, right? It's like from an ego place of, I just need people to notice me. I'll do whatever to notice me, like whatever, all that. And I think that's like how marketing has been taught thus far. And you're right, we're moving into this Aquarius. So it's more of, it's not so more of the, I need recognition. It's more of validation. And validation comes, you can't feel validated if you don't know who you are.
Exactly.
Does that make sense? So anyways, that was just like, when you were saying that earlier, I was like, oh, there's a huge difference between being recognized and being validated.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think too, a lot of what's going in, especially with that Aquarius, is there has been a lot of misunderstood energy. And now we're shifting to be able to understand it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, you
were so good.
I know. It's like you were, I love that this is like a mini session in a way. But I think it's so helpful for people to hear, right? Like, this is the work I do. This is how these connections are made. And this is how these conversations come about, right? And these shifts happen. But yeah, like, I love all of that. And also too, knowing that you have that moon in Aquarius, it's not just your fifth house. It's also what you hold most dear, right? Mm-hmm. It's what you personally really value. So again, like, this conversation makes perfect sense, because all of the components of your own chart speak to you really introducing people to that reframe and looking at things differently and moving from that healthier energy of recognition versus validation.
It's funny you said reframe, because that's something I say all the time. Mm-hmm. And I say a lot of the stuff too is like, your messaging doesn't need to tell people what to do. It needs to teach them how to think. Like, it needs to shift their perspective. And like, I'm not here to teach how to do things, right? Like, I'm literally, and I don't think marketing should do that. Marketing is to connect with someone and get them to be like, oh, I've never thought of it that way. It's that 1% shift. And I think that's what makes amazing marketing or messaging in general.
And that's why I love this work. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. And that's why we even jive on it, because it's such a Libra viewpoint and of this energy of, again, matching with the right person.
Yeah.
Matching with the person who you can really help in that next phase for what they're looking for. I really like to think about it as like space holding, right? What kind of energy are you activating when someone is in space with you? Right? And what kind of person is going to benefit from that particular kind of space holding? Right? So again, you holding space for those Leo clients and say like a masterclass or a mastermind in your Aquarius energy is going to monumentally shift the way that they move forward in such a positive way that they really need to balance themselves out.
Yeah. Balance is like everything to me.
It's more Libra.
Yeah, it's more of my Libra, but
more of that Libra energy, right?
Yeah, it's more right. The Libra energy.
I also thrive in balance.
Yeah, I crave the balance. I crave the harmony, but I also think that there's so much room for people to be who they are and, like, for lack of better words, just not give a damn what people think about them.
Exactly. And also too, right, that's the Aries side of things.
Yeah.
That's the energy. Like, I have clients that I teach this to, and then they come back to me and they say, do you think a Scorpio client would like this? Or do you think a Sagittarius? And I'm like, no, it's not about whether a Sagittarius client will like this or not. If that's your, it's about whether you're holding space as a Gemini. So do you feel like your offers feel like you? Do you feel like good when you're in space with that person because you feel like you're giving what you're here to give? So it's bringing it back to, who am I? What do I want? What do I desire? And then trusting that when you embody that authenticity, you naturally attract the people who crave, again, that kind of space holding, that kind of activation.
I think that's another layer of marketing that we've been taught all wrong, or the old paradigm is that it's like market research. Go out and ask everybody what they want. And then
everybody
like,
else but yourself.
Yeah, but yourself. And I've seen that happen so many times where it's like people will go out and do all this market research, and one, they'll create the offer and then nobody buys. Or they're like, everybody said they wanted this and no one bought it. Yeah. Or people do buy it and then they don't even actually want to deliver it.
Yep.
And I'm like, because it's not aligned with you. And yep. And then heaven forbid, we just put a stake in the sand and say, no, marketing starts with you. Everyone's like, you're selfish. No, actually, yeah. I am not selfish, because when I honor me, then I can honor you. I think there's like that quote that's like, you can only love at the capacity that you love yourself, or you can only love others at the capacity you love yourself. You can only serve others at the capacity you serve yourself. Yeah. But I think that, yeah, the whole old paradigm marketing is that recognition. How can I like go out and get people to notice me so I can get them to buy from me? But it's just never coming from like an authentic space.
Yeah. And I think also too, I always think about it in dating, where it's, you're not going to go on every single date and expect to match with every single person. And you're also not going to go on a date and go, what do you like? What do you want? Who do you want me to be? It's, you're going to be miserable doing that, right?
I said, how
staying exactly, like, you can only be yourself. So it's the same thing. If you're asking everybody else and their mother what they want, then you never really get to be yourself. But if you're allowed to be yourself and you're allowed to create what you want to create and put out what you want to put out, as weird and as wacky or as different or whatever as it is, that's going to attract the right person. The same way you being beautiful in your own unique way and smart and kind and all these things that you are is going to attract the right romantic partner to you too, or the right friends, right?
I think that's why I love astrology so much, because just even for me, like from the session that I did with you, it gave me the permission to like really, truly see myself.
Yeah.
To see my energy, to see myself and know that like I was uniquely designed this way. And I think any person I've talked to about astrology, human design, mostly astrology, again, I don't think I'm up here or whatever, but from the things that I've studied, I literally have a stack of probably 15 astrology books over here I've been digging into because it's fascinating. And there's my 1-3 profile line in human design going at its finest. But just anytime I've ever done even just a small thing, told them little aspects of their chart, it's this just huge permission and this aha moment of, oh my God, yeah, that's totally me. But you don't see it. It's just funny because it's like when I observe you from the outside, it's like they don't really own these things. And I think I've always pulled human design with my clients, and I've done a few aspects of their astrology when we get into messaging, because it's just, I think your messaging is a reflection of your mindset and your identity and who you are. And so it's so amazing because I'm literally showing them a map of, here is your energy. No, you're not crazy for feeling like you have to have harmony in everything. That is a part of who you are. Don't let anyone tell you any different. That's your superpower. One of the same girl we were talking about earlier, her being that Scorpio rising, She was like, everyone thinks I'm so intense. I'm like, that's your flipping superpower. That's not negative.
Be intense.
Like,
yeah.
And no, you're supposed to be intense. You're literally here to dig into the depths of people. And she just was like, oh my God, every time I've done that, people just have always hated on me. And like, and I'm like, no, it's your superpower. We had to reframe a lot of those things to show her, no, this is a good thing. This is not a negative thing. Exactly. You know? So I think it's just so great.
Yeah. And I think for me as an Aries sun and Venus, and of course it's in my 10th house, it's my career. This is why I've always loved astrology. And people will ask me, what happens if someone doesn't resonate? And I say, in my over 20 years of doing astrology and doing probably thousands of readings and coaching at this point, no one has ever disagreed. Not once has anyone ever said, no, that doesn't sound like me, or no, that not once in the entire time. Even people who were skeptics going into it have.
You know what's funny? I saw a TikTok the other day of this one girl that I do follow who's an astrologer, and she was like, I've talked to so many Aquariuses and Capricorns and specifically who go into astrology thinking like, this has to be bullshit. I'm going to go into it and figure out why it's not. And then they come out and be like, actually, that was all very accurate. And then they get upset.
They become the best astrologers. Yes. The man who runs the astrology podcast. Like, he's an Aquarius.
I was laughing because I was like, oh my God, if that's not my story with my Capricorn stellium and my Aquarius moon, I'm over here. There's no way this can be true. This has to be. And of course, even just growing up, not really growing up, but being in a Christian kind of world for several years, it was like, oh, that's the occult. Everything's bad. And now I'm like, this is so accurate and so fascinating. It is insane. And I did. I went into it very skeptically. I was like, I'm going to go dip my toe and figure out how I can argue against it. And then everything I was learning, I was like, oh my God, this is so accurate. Everything is spot on. And then my husband jokes now that everywhere we go, everywhere we go, you end up getting someone's astrology chart or their human design chart. I'm like, I know, all the time.
It's so funny for me. I know, it's so funny for me because again, my groups are Taurus. So even when I'm hanging out in new groups of friends, like I did a few days ago for a Halloween party, one of the girls was telling me what she'd been through the last few years. And she had just simply told me her rising. And I knew she was a Taurus rising. And as she was talking, I was like, yeah, this is that transit. That's this transit. That's this transit. And she had no idea. She wasn't thinking, oh, and I'm telling her my Uranus North Node conjunction story, right? Or oh, I'm telling her my Jupiter in Taurus story or my South Node in Scorpio story, right? But I think it's just such a testament to astrology is a tool. And if you don't resonate with it, you don't resonate with it. You don't have to use it, right? Again, about the matching, right? It might not be the right match for you in this lifetime. It might not be the thing that accelerates you in this lifetime. And that's okay, right? But I always find it funny because like Aquarius, for example, is the natural ruler of astrology. And that's what people so misunderstand about astrology is it's not about boxing you in. It's about freeing you. It's about seeing how limitless you are. It's about seeing how every single one of us holds all of these archetypal energies. And we're given all these opportunities in our life to interact with them at different times. And yeah, like I have a Scorpio and Pisces stellium, for instance. So am I going to do more Scorpio and Pisces things in this life? Yes, than something like Gemini. Absolutely. But it doesn't mean that when Mars was in Gemini, I was really experiencing that Gemini side of my chart and getting to intimately know that sign from my perspective and within me. So I think that's the beautiful thing about it is you don't have to believe in it because one, it's not something that you believe in.
It's not a belief system.
It's not a belief system.
It's a tool.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a tool that doesn't change, unlike something like a Myers-Briggs test.
Or Enneagram. Yeah. I was just explaining that to somebody the other day. They're like, oh, my Enneagram. I was like, I don't actually agree with Enneagram. And they're like, why? It's so accurate. I'm like, because it's biased. You're literally answering questions off of who you think you are. And you're skewing the outcome of who, because someone probably already told you, oh, you're an Enneagram 8. You're challenging, blah, blah, blah. So then you're answering all these questions as if that is the answer.
Yeah, or it's based off of a trauma response. If your parents raised you in a certain way, you might be more of a 4, you might be more of a 7 or whatever, right? So yeah, so I really enjoy both astrology and human design, which astrology is a huge part of, right? Yeah. For these reasons, because these are systems, right? These are evolutionary systems that are a 360 viewpoint for every single person and for our entire lives that are not here to box us in. They're here to free us. They're here to allow us to contemplate all these different areas of life and interact with all these different areas of life while also claiming our own authenticity moment to moment, because even my authenticity now is different than my authenticity 5 years ago. It is something where it's, no, you were just born with this and your soul chose this, right? You chose this path. And also even within that, there's different spectrums, right? So an Aries person could be selfish and arrogant and me, right? Or an Aries person could be healthily confident and someone who listens to their desires and listens to their passions and follows those things and takes direct action, right? There's just so much multidimensionality here that's so juicy to explore.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, when we got on, I was like, hey, we're going to talk about marketing and astrology, but it's probably going to go in so many different ways because it's hard to be, and you and I both like to go deep. So it's hard to be like very broad with this.
Yeah. I try to simplify it the best that I can, because that's my Virgo I see. That's even my Virgo third house. I really want to simplify things. I want people to understand that it doesn't have to be complicated. It is complex, but it doesn't have to be complicated.
Yes. I love it too. Okay. I know we like went over time.
So
we could talk forever. We could talk forever. Thank you so much. Can you just tell people how they can find you if they are interested? Guys, I did a reading with Catherine and it was amazing. So I highly recommend. She's not doing the same offer anymore that I like, right? You're not doing that offer anymore, right?
No, that was just a very specific offer, but that is the kind of work that I always do within all of my.
She throws out different offers every now and then, so you can find something that you like. But yeah, so just tell people how they can find you and how they can work with you if they're interested.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Catherine Wehler, which is Wehler. I'm the only person in the world with my name, so it's very easy to find me everywhere. I'm Catherine Christine Wehler on Facebook, Catherine_Wehler on Instagram. Now I'm on TikTok, trying to be.
I love TikTok. I don't really create content on there, but it's the main place that I consume.
It really helps me express my own Leo, like second house energy. It really values that kind of energy. But yeah, and then my website as well is CatherineWehler.com, and all of my offers and things, and including free things. You can get a new paradigm wealth activation meditation, which I highly recommend that you start with. And I also send out an astrology breakdown every single month of the major transits and how to navigate them. But yeah, if you're resonating with this, I would love, love, love to have you in my world. Like I said, I'm super passionate about working with new paradigm leaders. So people who are thinking outside of the box, people who want to do things differently and don't want to be cookie cutter. And yeah, just have big visions for what they want their life to be, even if it is simple.
Yes. I love it. Okay. I'll make sure to put all that stuff in the show notes too, so you guys can find it. Thank you so much, Catherine. This was so amazing. And we'll catch you all on the next episode.
Yay. Incredible. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the No Farting Around Show. It's been an absolute blast making a big stink with you. If you find yourself gasping for more, then come join me over on my socials. Links are below. If you enjoyed this episode, don't fart and dart. Please leave a review. It would be greatly appreciated. Cheers to breaking wind, I mean barriers, and I'll see you in the next episode.